sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. Yo-ho, it's hot. The sun is not a place where we could live. But here on Earth there'd be no life without the light it gives. We need its light, we need its heat, we need its energy. Without the sun, without a doubt, there'd be no you and me. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. The sun is hot.
It is so hot that everything on it is a gas: iron, copper, aluminum, and many others.
The sun is large.
If the sun were hollow, a million Earths could fit inside, and yet the sun is only a middle-sized star.
The sun is far away.
About 93 million miles away. And that's why it looks so small.
And even when it's out of sight, the sun shines night and day. The sun gives heat, the sun gives light, the sunlight that we see. The sunlight comes from our own sun's atomic energy.
Scientists have found that the sun is a huge atom-smashing machine. The heat and light of the sun come from the nuclear reactions of hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, and helium.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
That's right! And it's Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT, in the Pittsburgh. And this is the beginning. This is the real beginning. Oh, this is going to be some epic radio. It is. Me and you, we're going to celebrate and travel to the sun for the next 300 songs, so about at least 300 songs, 6 radio shows, 18 hours of songs about the sun, sunshine, sunglasses, sunburns, anything that involves the sun, celebrating the season of the sun. Oh, man, I love me some sun. Is lay back, and then you have you just get your eyes closed, and it's all that red, weird blood that you kind of see through your eyelids, but it's very, very relaxing. I always like naps in the sun. Very nice. This is WRCT in the Pittsburgh, and yeah, there was no Kenny Joe this morning, but we had a nice array of 80s stuff, and I believe that's probably some of the Mockster's automation. So I was enjoying that journey. I could have started early. You know, I could have started early, but I figured, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy some of this wonderful 80s stuff. And why was music so different in the 80s? Why was there so many different things? And why is it so homogenous now? And, well, at least unless you go dig around the internet and find a bunch of different stuff. But as far as, like, easily accessible music, that whole period of the 80s was, a lot of independent labels. Record companies were just signing everybody. They were signing. No way would bands like Talking Heads or Devo or any of these other bands be signed now if they came along at this period of time. So it was just a very sweet spot in music. There was the birth of, like, you know, hip hop and rap and trip. I don't know. Trip hop was more 90s. But, you know, punk, new wave, you know, it was a great time to straddle new music because it was not under the corporate thumb. You know, it wasn't smashed down by the man. And speaking of smashing down and the atom smashing machine, the sun, let's dig right into some grooviness. We have got a lot of sun to do. Oh, this is So, like I'm saying, I'm trying to celebrate the seasons. Something different. I'm going to try and do it all year long. And we did a couple shows on the beach, a couple shows actually on this summer. And I bet I can go all the way into the fall with some of these summer, because I've got, like, I still got to get, like, beach wear and all the other, what other things do I have as far as ideas for summer? Let me see here. I do plan. Hot rods, a whole surf show, and swimwear. And there you go. Yeah, so I guess not much more. All right. Oh, I just feel so good to be in the studio. Sure, the sun is shining outside, and it's very nice. But it is so nice to be here with you on Fridays. Tomorrow is going to be lots of fun. The Polka Maniacs will be playing Picklesburg, which is our going to be a really nice. We're playing around 1 o'clock tomorrow, and Picklesburg is free on the I think it's the 10th Street, the Rachel Karchem Bridge. It's one of those bridges, the 10th Street Bypass Bridge. Fantastic. So we hope to see you there. And if not, well, then I won't see you there. It's that simple. So let's dig right into like the third stone from the sun by Dick Dale, Zombo, right here in your brain. And we're just digging in the sun, RCT Pittsburgh.
Jimmy, I'm still here. Wish you were.
Well, I think you're joining Jimmy here. Then. Sorry, Dick. We'll be right back.
Chosen few. If I told you all my secrets, would you keep them all inside? Or maybe I would be convincing man to suicide. I think I'll check my eyes this time, but if you let me down, I guarantee that you get up while I get kicked around. Cause I know where the sun shines, but I really don't know why. Yeah, I know where the sun shines, and it's not out of the sky. Haven't taken their own lives.
Oh, I so love that tune. That is a Groovy Uncle. They've come out some really nice kind of beat rock and roll stuff. That's I Know Where the Sun Shines, featuring Susie Chunk. Before that, Dick Dale doing Third Stone from the Sun. Yeah, that's a bunch, all right. And, of course, if you can tell by the first couple songs, yes, or if you just tune in and now, it is all songs about the sun. Not just today, not just next week, or the week after that. I'm going to try and do 6 freaking weeks, 180 hours, 300 plus songs about ye old sun. And I'm raring for this because I love the sun. I'm like, it's never too hot for me, and it's never too sunny. And you don't really get that here in the Pittsburgh, but you got to really appreciate when you see it. And you can kind of see how, like, all these ancient civilizations that, like, used to worship the sun. Used to say, wow, this thing's kind of, this thing's a bunch of all right. And then that's kind of how religion got started. Looking up at the sun and going, that thing's a bunch of all right. Now, before you know it, there's human sacrifice, and the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. So let's see what we got here. We're going to actually get into some more sun tunes. Oh, man. This song is a guilty pleasure. It's an old 70s tune, but I got a new version of it. And it's Seasons in the Sun, the original version, I think, like Terry Jacks. And I don't know. There's something about the song that's just kind of just, it's really weirdly written. You know, I don't know. It's got a strange... Well, let's just listen to it, and then we'll figure it out for ourselves. This is a band called Black Box Recorder. And Yeah. Just gonna relax my fur for a second and let you know. Thanks everybody. I get more interest in my Thursday show, which is 13 years ago, the Zombo Deep Archive. I get like texts and I get emails and I get and people going up and posts saying, "Oh my God, that show 13 years ago," and that's interesting because it is very similar to what I got going on now. I didn't change it up. I don't change it up. Like I'm saying, it's like watching the Three Stooges. You know the guy's going to get scissors on his nose. You know the guy's going to get poked. You know what you're going to get when you listen to this radio show. And from 13 years ago, it's just kind of fun to re-listen. And it's like, wow, that thing's a bunch of all right. All right, here's Seasons in the Sun Black Box Recorder. This guy in your brain thing.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABCs, skimmed our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty boys are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them, I'll be there. Goodbye, Michelle, my precious one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun every time that I was down. You would always come around, get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We'll be right back.
better put a blind eye and deny they exist. But anything you see, you should just come and miss. Just two sunspots. Just two sunspots. Just two sunspots. Just two. Just two.
So that's the Stranglers from like this amazing record from the 1980s called The Gospel According to the Men in Black. And not a huge fan of the Stranglers, but that record is unlike any other Stranglers record. It is quirky, it's got great melodies, and it's just plain weird. And that is The Gospel According to the Men in Black. That's two sunspots from the Stranglers record. And it's one of these records, and that's one thing I super love about technology today. So I had the record. I probably recorded it on cassette, played the Living Bejesus out of it, and then when all my records, you know, I just got rid of records and you know, it just like gone. Gone. Haven't heard the record in probably 20 years. Haven't heard it in maybe 15, 20 years. And then along comes ye old internets, and I forget about it. And then all of a sudden somebody posts, hey, anybody ever hear this really weird Stranglers record? And I'm like, oh. So it's like revisiting like a really good old friend that you haven't seen in a while, and you just remember, oh, that's why this guy's my buddy. That's why. Just gives you that good feeling. Speaking of good feelings, you're feeling good. We got the sun going on, so let's give you a little depression here. How about some sickle cell anemia? They said it's a painful disease. Opposed to those diseases that feel good. What disease feels really good? Maybe, what is that? I don't know. I'm trying to think of a disease that feels good. Where's that one where you get like it's a propriism or whatever? That one. That might feel okay for a while. But I forget what you know what I'm talking about, right? It's like you get like the boner for like hours. Yeah, maybe that's not so bad of a disease, but probably gets old after about 6 days. All right, talk with your doctor about the sickle cell anemia, not the 10-day boner. And that sounds like a good indie rock band. All right, coming up after Chairlift is the 10-day boner. And 10-day boner is going to be doing the new song, Two Sunspots. It's a cover of the Stranglers tune. What do we got here? So anyhow, you need to know how to treat the disease, manage the disease, the complications, and the treatments. For more information, sicklecelldisease.com. And they always ask on the degree of painful. That's one thing I always think is strange. You know, when you're, okay, on the degree of how painful is it, 1 to 10, 0, you don't feel nothing, 10, you're going to die. And you're asking somebody this who's in pain. And it's just totally, totally subjective. I mean, one guy could get like, you know, major artery slashed, or I feel okay, tis but a scratch. Or you get somebody who stubs their toe, and it's like, I'm dying. Even though toe stubbing is quite a thing. There should be a PSA here for toe stubbing. It really is. Toe stubbing. It can be painful. Talk to your doctor about effectively managing your toe stubbing. That's right. Complications and related to treatment. For more information, visit toestubbing.org. Okay, what do we got here? 40% of the food in the U.S. never gets eaten? You're kidding me, right? They've never been where I've been. You know, I'm part of the Clean Plate Club. I'm not part of this 40%. Wasting food wastes everything. Water, labor, fuel, money. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. Now, that's a common sense PSA. Telling you to clean your plate. And if you eat too much, you can always throw up. All right, brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council and the WRCT. All right, we got a request here from Chummy, probably one of like his 15,000 requests I'm going to get today for Songs About the Sun, because it is a very good topic. It is a very great topic, and that's why we're going to be, boom, 18 hours of Songs About the Sun. Here's Holidays in the Sun. a Sex Pistols tune done by a really neat band called the Bullocks Brothers. You listen to Zombo right here in your brain. And hopefully your brain doesn't hurt.
My name is Jack McDonald. Here is Never Mind the Bollocks number 2 for you. Hello, my name is Jack McDonald. Here is Never Mind the Bollocks number 2 for you.
Cheap holidays in other people's misery. Cheap holidays in other people's misery.
I'm not afraid to with ice and two straws. Sun in a cloudless sky. You wait as the girls go by. Take a boat out for a while. You roll a lie like a star. We'll reach the other side, you say, but we never get halfway. When the evening comes around, we stroll through a lamplit little town. Miles and miles from home, happy to be on our own. In the sun and you. Nothing I would rather do. All I want is a place in the sun.
Ah, there. So, smoothing us down a little bit. And Paul in the beard truck was saying, wow, you sure play some like more moody, dirgy things when you're doing a theme show. And that's true, because I need to fill time. And that's a very nice way to fill time, is with stuff that is slower. And for example, but it was cool. So that was Marine Girls with Place in the Sun. And Marine Girls actually was Tracy Thorn, who went on to do Everything But the Girl. That was her first band, Marine Girls. And that was Place in the Sun. Also, a song called Place in the Sun, Friends of Dean Martinez. They were originally called Friends of Dean Martin, but then the estate of Dean Martin threatened to sue them for using the name Dean Martin. So they were the Friends of Dean Martinez. So, yes. And then we started with the Rebel doing Riding in the Sun. And so I got a call from Paul in the beer truck saying, about, oh, you're playing dirgy things, more sad things, more things that aren't just but you know, it's all about the variety. If it was all like crazy, like Dr. the Mental stuff, then there would be, if it was all punk wave or the new wave. So it is all over the board. And that's what I think it makes the show interesting to me, is that you never know what you're going to hear. Now, this is a sad, true story. The next thing I'm going to play, actually, this is a request from Paul. And this brought back some weird memories, man. Sunshine by Jonathan Edwards. So I want to play should I tell you the story first or play this? I probably should tell you the story first. So in Catholic school, in grade school, nerdy kid, of course, you know, this is before being nerd was cool. This was like when being a nerd was the guy that always had, like, you know, his ink pen would explode, and I always had ink all over my fingers, and then I always had, like, you know, the dandruff and the picking scabs, that kind of kid, you know. I wasn't as bad as, like, a booger eater, okay? That I was not. We did have a booger eater, but I didn't. So that was kind of nice. I could kind of look down the spectrum, so, whoo, at least I'm not the booger-eating kid. Okay, I'm not the booger-eating kid. I'm like, you know, a couple steps up from that, but still like way into the nerd zone. All right, you know, wasn't the kid that, you know, like pooped his pants all the time. That was a little bit further down the spectrum. So you always had someone else to look at. Like, man, that dude's eating his boogers, or that guy's eating paste. You know, so it was one of those things. So we're talking. So we got a clever little beginning with this, but be prepared because this is a sad story. So. Being the nerdy kid, I always had the crush on the cool girls. And there was like a couple cool girls in there. And this was like, you know, and, you know, they didn't know that. And back then, too, I was like into like really weird music. So, you know, we're talking like, you know, fifth grade. I'm listening to like Frank Zappa. I'm listening to, you know, things that are not what the other kids are listening to. Okay. So had a crush on the cool on a couple cool girls, and one of them gets hit by a car and dies. So it's a horrible tragedy. And I remember they at that time they were having folk masses for kids, and you were allowed to bring in certain kind of folk music. And this was like her favorite song. And I remember the big rebellious moment here, because we all sang along with it. And there's one line in here where he goes, "He can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he'll run mine." Well, being with the Catholic thing, they were like, "Well, you can't really say damned. You got to say darn." And I just remember this, like, everybody's all teary-eyed, like, "He's damned if he run mine." Yeah. We showed them nuns. And then got the spanking of our life. They beat the tarnation out of us for saying damned. No, they didn't. They probably beat the tarnation out of us for other things, like being left-handed. All right. Well, here's the song "Sunshine," and I just remember them playing this at this girl I had this crush on. I had a crush on everybody. I'm just a crusher. I'm a crusher. And here's the "Sunshine" by Jonathan Edwards.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you
see, said damn.
Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be
damned
if he run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
There you be with that. That was a request. It's just interesting just how, like, some things just can kind of come around. Because I'm probably the only person that even remembers, anything to do with that song back in, back when it was used as, nobody remembers that kid, probably. Sadly, her family probably does, and maybe a few friends, but it is strange, man. All right, let me get back into this other stuff here. I'm going to really jazz things up here. There we go. So you get a little pathos with the show, which is interesting. So it's just not all like zaniness. So there's like a sad story about, like, I was, and that this is when, like, they always had the younger girls in Catholic school. They had like older sisters that were like these really cool hippie chicks. So they were like junior versions of hippie chicks. So that was before I got into goth girls. Then I got into goth girls and just forgot about hippie chicks. Goth girls, awesome. All right, let's dig into some other stuff here. Oh, man, because this is all songs about the sun. And, well, that was a very interesting little story to bring back. I mean, it was very weird because I remember there's one little weird thing happened about this. There was this kid. He was the super popular kid in school, okay? Like, he was way on the cool side. And he was one of these kids that was just like, oh, man, I want to be that guy. I want to be that guy. Yeah, I want to be that cool kid. So the cool kid blew all of his, like, coolness at this funeral. So it's a funeral, and it's a funeral of, like, one of our classmates. And her whole family, and how I got into the, like I'm saying, her whole family shows up for this funeral. And like her older sisters, I mean, her older sisters were like, you know, like these really hot tamale hippie chicks. And her whole family was like, you know, fairly good, you know, good looking folks. And I remember like, and this kid going, man, like during the funeral, going to like, wow, man, her sister and all that, man, they're really hot. And he's like checking out these her sisters and stuff at her funeral. And oh, man, he went down a cool, he didn't get down to my level as far as not cool. But boy, that was bizarre thing to say. So needless to say, the cool kid slipped up. And I stayed right at that notch, two steps above the booger-eating kid. So here we go. Let's do Flash Freeze the Sun. Man, this is a great tune. I love this surf tune by Arno de Casa and his Clock Stoppers. This is from Italy. So Zombo in your brain. All songs about the sun for the next 179 hours. And that's no exaggeration. Where's my music? Oh, here it is. Yeah. RCT. And there you have it from Mr. Twist himself. That's right, the guy that wrote the twist and pretty much invented the twist, Hank Ballard. It was Hank Ballard and the Midnighters that actually did the twist. But Dick Clark did not like Hank Ballard because Hank Ballard wrote a lot of dirty songs like Work With Me Annie and The Coffee Grind. So Dick Clark, when that came out, he was like, I'm not going to mess with this guy. And then all of a sudden, he feels bad because he gives a chubby check. Whatever, whole story. Just horrible, boring rock and roll. All right, that was Hank Ballard, Big Red Sunshine. And the neat thing about what's happening now is this show is slated to be 180 hours. But I'm getting really good requests that I just cannot ignore. So this, because it's a great subject, the sun. It's all songs about the sun. And who knows? It would be great if I could go 240 hours. Not 100, no, no, 240 minutes. 240 minutes? No, that's not 240. Well, it's 3 hours, six shows, 18 hours. I got to get my calculator. A long time. 300 songs about the sun. And it's going to be 3 weeks, 18 hours. 18 hours. But I'd like, that would be awesome to do another one where it's so I can make it to 24 hours. So it's absolutely 24 hours of songs about the sun. That's what I was shooting for. I was kind of messing up because I didn't have my calculator for me. All right, Calvin called. He has been saving these. Oh, by the way, I'm not going to apologize. I wasn't on the radio last week because there was a fire alarm here. And one thing I should have just ignored because, you know, you're in a building like this and the fire alarm goes off. If you don't smell smoke and there's not a raging fire at your door, you really should just stick around because places like this have like sprinkler systems, fire doors. They probably have hail on it, extinguishes the fire. So I should have just muscled up and stayed for my whole show and just had the fire alarm in the background for an hour. But then again, there could have been that one circumstance. And really, do you guys want to read the newspaper where it's like, you know, Zombo died, smoke inhalation, doing his last radio show all about the whatever. And then it'd be like, man, that guy is sorry. Let's see if I can play this. Is this going to play? Why is there no sound? Huh, interesting. I'll have to figure that one out. Oh, yeah, because this is, that's, oh, there it is. This is for Calvin. I See Only Sunshine, The Box Tops. Oh, that was a quick stop on that. I had nothing to do with that quick stop. Needless to say, that was The Box Tops with I See Only Sunshine. And the interesting thing about, it was so strange, because I always thought the Box Tops were like an African-American band. I didn't know that they were, because the name Box Tops kind of reminded me of like the Four Tops. But it's interesting because Alex Chilton was in that band. And Alex Chilton went on to like produce the Cramps and do a bunch of other stuff. So yeah, that was just one of his first things. And when the Box Tops first came out and the big tune was The Letter, he remembered that they sat him down. A record executive said, "You sing it just like this." And they actually went over like every bit of intonation on the song and said, "This is going to be a hit, but you got to sing it exactly like this." And The Letter is a cool tune. So you listen to Zombo Radio. And we got an hour in already. Okay, and already this is awesome because I love the idea that you're part of this radio show too. And it's nice to get all your requests and work them all in, especially on a great subject. And like I'm saying, with your help, we can take this to a 24-hour epic radio series going eight weeks, 8 weeks of songs about the sun. You might as well tune out now. But the nice thing is you're going to get a variety of stuff and a variety of ridiculous rants. So one thing I was thinking about, I'm just going to play some more music because I'm taking you down too many roads, and before you know it, whatevs. So this is a request from Chummy, Thin Lizzy, Sun Goes Down. In your brain.
Spell. She knows now.